University administrators told lawmakers they need millions of dollars for construction projects on their space-strapped campuses. They cited skyrocketing student enrollment numbers, aging buildings, and new research projects as reasons to lay the bricks and mortar. Members of the Senate Finance Committee listened to those arguments on Wednesday. Giuseppe Colasurdo, president of the University of Texas Health Science Center at Houston, said some of the buildings are 40 years old. They're requesting more than $110 million.
Life cycle of very expensive items like HVACs, elevators, and others are at the end. And again, with this large school and enrollment, that's a critical need and a priority for our institution.
The committee's lawmakers weighed the bill SB 16 by State Senator Judith Zaffarini. The Laredo Democrats' measure would allow more than $2 billion in bonds for schools to issue to the public so they can get funding for infrastructure projects. The institutions could use tuition money to back up the bonds, and the state would pay the principal and interest payments for them. Last legislative session, lawmakers did not approve financing for campus construction plans. This session, the Senate approved debt service funding for higher education in its budget. Dominique Chavez with the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board said the universities have dire needs.
So we've got almost more than half a million new students on our campuses since 2000. Because we're adding all these new students, there is often a critical need for new infrastructure to accommodate new students, to accommodate all the research activity and innovation that's happening on our campuses.
The committee approved the bill. It now goes to the Senate floor for its consideration. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.